Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ephesians 6:12, there the Apostle Paul wrote, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." We're talking about spiritual warfare. We're talking about strongholds that exist in the lives of people, strongholds that exist corporately, even among gatherings of believers. Shall I even say the church, the body of Christ? So many times we live our lives the Christian life, or so we attempt to, or so we think we are, living the life of the believer, but we do it with very little unction, very little power. Our guest today is a special man that has been set apart by God to speak to Christ followers, to remind them, to encourage them, to equip them, to build them up in the areas of prayer, spiritual awakening, and strongholds, and how to break down those strongholds, those things, and so much more. It was James Hudson Taylor who said, "Do not have your concert first, and then tune your instrument afterwards. Begin the day with the Word of God and prayer, and get first of all into harmony with Him." As usual, I'd like to pause even so for a moment at the beginning of our show just to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to lead you to Jesus Christ. We'd like to just say that clear, straight up front, to bring you to Jesus, for you to know how much God loves you, that He knows you. He knows whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're facing, He knows it all. He knows your failures. He knows your disappointments and regrets. And in spite of all of that, He says, "I love you," and His arms are outstretched. You know how I know? Because He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. God sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins and mine. And He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried. And on the third day, Jesus rose again. And the living Christ, today, this day, this very moment, calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart to Him? Rick Astle has devoted his ministry to helping enlarge the kingdom of God by equipping the local church to think, pray, and minister outside the walls. The Lord has used him time and again to help church members who used to be merely concerned about lost people to pray for and become burdened for the lost. He's the president of Rick Astle Ministries and the author of 3 books. With over 30 years of experience as a Southern Baptist pastor, church staff associate, or director of missions, Rick is a time-tested authority, as you will soon hear, on strengthening and maturing the local church. He's a highly sought-after speaker on subjects of prayer and spiritual awakening. His teaching ministry has carried him to numerous churches in over 30 states. Born and raised in Oklahoma, Rick was saved as a high school student when his parents moved to Louisville, Kentucky. He's a graduate of the University of Kentucky and of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Rick and his wife, they live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They have one son, John. Rick, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Brother Danny. It's good to be with you.
Well, let's just right out of the gates, you're going to be coming to Hawaii, and you're going to be ministering in a prayer conference setting here at one of our endeared churches, Kalihi Union Church. Tell us about what you're planning to do there.
Well, we will be having services in the morning on Sunday, and then we will be speaking and teaching from the Word of God each night at Kalihi Union. So the services are open to the public, and we would like to invite your listeners to come. Basically, I'm going to be teaching on a variety of prayer-related subjects, and those are of interest to not only the body of Christ, but people who are seeking after God. So I would encourage everyone to come and join us for these services at 7 p.m.
Okay, it's going to be at Kalihi Union Church. It starts this Sunday, September 23rd, and it'll go on to the 26th. We'll talk about that throughout our time together. Again, a prayer and spiritual awakening conference is being held at Kalihi Union Church this Sunday, September 23rd through the 26th. In fact, Rick Astle is a very, very dear friend of many years with our Randy and Gay Hongo, renowned here in Hawaii and, of course, in various states and even other parts of the world. That's a connection that we have with Rick also. Rick, take us back. Tell us a little bit more. I mentioned earlier where you were born, but tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in Oklahoma and was born there, raised there. And then my dad, who was a professional musician with the symphony orchestra, moved around in different places on the mainland. And we went to Washington, D.C., and we went to Kentucky. And when I was 16 years old, I was saved in Louisville, Kentucky, as a high school student. Went on, as you said earlier, to the University of Kentucky, and then back to Louisville for my seminary education. Mm-hmm. And prayer is a subject that has always been very close to my heart. A lot of times people say, well, when did you get started being interested in prayer? And I have to say that from the time I was saved, there was something about prayer that I could not escape. And I discovered early that it is all about the relationship that we have with the living God.
Rick, speaking about prayer and this early, it's like you were born with and you were born again with this passion, more than just an inkling to pray, something very deep inside. How have you seen the impact of a life of prayer? How has it made a difference in your life?
Well, the difference that it's made in my life, Brother Danny, is that it is continuous. I think that if we can help people to understand that prayer is our very relationship to the Father, it's not like going up to a vending machine and you're hungry, you're thirsty, and you put in your money and you get your drink or your food and you walk off. It's seeking His face rather than His hand. And I discovered that early. And I discovered that there's more to God than just asking for His hand to do something for you. And I think that's probably what he means, my brother, when he speaks to us through his word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And instead of asking us to seek his hand, he asks us to seek his face. And what he wants is for us to have that personal, intimate relationship because he loves us so dearly, so much. And I'm very blessed and very fortunate that I discovered that early, because I'm learning that some people live a lifetime and never quite understand that aspect of prayer.
Now, you're going to be speaking at Kalihi Union Church. In fact, this Sunday, you're going to be speaking in three services, and you're going to be speaking about how to discover and pull down strongholds. 7:15, 9 o'clock, and 10:45. And the 9 o'clock service is a Japanese service. Do you speak Japanese?
Not a bit. I'm crossing my fingers that there is an interpreter that is somewhere nearby, because I will need a lot of help in that service. But God is good, and He is sufficient, and somehow it will be a blessing.
Well, I'm excited to see how the Lord is going to use you there, and also how He's preparing the hearts of the people. Now, I also want to make mention of this, too. This is a more than a one-day thing, and it's more than a one-evening thing. Of course, Rick Astle is going to be on September 23rd, this coming Sunday, is going to be also speaking at the 6 o'clock service, 6 p.m. service, and he's going to be speaking on the subject of praying for the lost.
Yes.
Praying for the lost. Now, okay, earlier in the day, you'll talk about pulling down strongholds. Talk to us a little bit about discovering. Give us a little teaser or a preview about discovering and pulling down strongholds. And how important is that? Why is it so vital?
Well, Brother Danny, I am discovering in my teaching and in my communication with fellow believers that the matter regarding strongholds is more prevalent than I once thought that it was. And, of course, Paul was writing in Corinthians to believers, talking about this subject. And basically, just to put a little teaser out, as you said, strongholds are areas of our lives where Satan has gained permission. He has been given the opportunity to work in a certain area of our lives. Now, sometimes we realize that we give him that permission, and sometimes we do not. But it's like giving him a building permit. And once he enters into a particular area of our lives, he establishes this presence where he feels like he belongs. And so I will be teaching on how a believer can recognize or identify a stronghold. And then, of course, of utmost importance, how can you tear down and pull down that stronghold in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ? Because that's what it takes. What we usually do is try to deal with strongholds in our own strength. And, of course, that leads to nothing but failure. We do not have the power to pull down these strongholds. But our weapons are mighty when we call on God. And so that's what I will be teaching, because as I mentioned a moment ago, I'm discovering that not just a few, but many believers are dealing with these areas in their lives where they just haven't been able to get victory. And it's a constant struggle. And so the compassion that I have for people causes me to want to help and to teach the body of Christ how to get victory. God wants His children to be victorious, doesn't He, Brother Danny?
You know, right now, well, absolutely, absolutely. Right now, somebody's listening and they're saying, you know what, I think he's talking about me. I think there's something in my life, something, maybe a bunch of stuff that I don't even know how to identify, but I've tried all kinds of things. And like you said, you know, it leads to frustration. It leads to disappointment. It leads to discouragement. And someone today is listening and they may be saying to themselves, hey, he's touching on something I need to find out more about. And if that's you, as you're listening today, you know, this is not by chance. It's not just something that just took place. It's a divine moment because the Lord wants to bring to light not only certain things in your own life, but how to make it better, how to bring forth an experience of redemption in your own life in areas that have been backwards, maybe even painful, maybe has led to deep, deep forms of depression. Well, Rick Astle has been sent by the Lord. He'll be here in Hawaii on Sunday, September 23rd, which is going to be the kickoff of several days of ministry. We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk more. He's going to speak about praying for the lost. There's something there that he has distinctly to share with us today, almost like a preview of what's to come. But more than that, even like powerful praying for spouse, your children, and your grandchildren. So when we come back, we have more for you. Besides that, if you're listening today and you're thinking, you know, I have not accepted Christ yet, these things almost seem somewhat mysterious to me. I can't, it's like a puzzle. I can't really figure it all out. But I want to know more. I'm interested. I'm intrigued. Well, you know what? The Holy Spirit has brought you to listen. We're kind of giving you an inside look of what goes on in the Christian life. So it's for you too. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, it's not always that you get an opportunity to hear someone or be with someone who was the guest chaplain who prayed the opening prayer while the U.S. Congress was in session on the National Day of Prayer. This is the experience of our featured guest today. He's also been involved with ministry in some very strategic ways with the Billy Graham Association, as well as other work at the U.S. Capitol with a movement called the 219 Prayer Caucus. 219 Prayer Caucus. And he's an author, too, and he has written books that has enabled people to have their lives enriched with greater skill, greater understanding, greater wisdom when it comes to the areas of prayer, breaking down strongholds. And I'm speaking about Rick Astle. He's my featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And as you're listening now, you might have tuned in and you said, okay, I caught the part of that other segment. I want to know, Danny, can I hear what I missed? And is it possible to pass this on to a friend or a family member that I might know? And I think this is what they need. My answer to you, of course, is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have resources there. You can hear this show in its entirety as a free podcast. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.org. Rick Astle is going to be speaking at Kalihi Union Church at a prayer and spiritual awakening conference this coming Sunday, as Sunday to Wednesday. He's speaking about how to discover and pull down strongholds at Sunday morning, praying for the lost, 6 p.m. Sunday evening, powerful praying for your spouse, children, and grandchildren, the priority of kingdom-focused prayer, and more. To find out more, go to kalihiunion.org, kalihiunion.org. If you want to call them, go 808-841-7022, 841-7022. Rick, praying for the lost, how do you do that?
Well, first of all, you have to be willing to get out of the rut that so many of our believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and our churches are in, where the focus is on temporal things. It's an interesting thing about prayer in that the devil, the enemy, will try to get us to settle for things that are good if that will prevent us from experiencing and knowing the thing that is best. Now, in most of our churches here on the mainland, and I can't speak for the churches in Hawaii, but in most of the churches on the mainland, different denominations that I've been in, when we go to a meeting that we might call midweek prayer meeting or prayer meeting, the pastor might typically ask, are there any prayer requests? And my experience, Brother Danny, has been that the focus of our prayer requests and our praying and our prayer meetings is on people, the physical sicknesses, the temporal things, and rather than the eternal things, and specifically, as you mentioned, praying for the lost. So if praying for the sick is good, that's scriptural, and we should. And I know when you had your experience in your accident, many people prayed.
Yes.
And you thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that is best to pray for, and that is the people who are truly in critical condition, the lost.
You know, just saying that, hearing you say that, reminds us and brings us to an awareness, something that kind of gets cloudy as we live our busy lives, about the gravity of someone who's lost. Someone today might be listening. They might be saying, okay, what does he mean? What does it mean to be lost? Explain that to us.
Well, we know from our own experience, if we have trusted Christ as our Savior, we know what it feels like, and we remember what it is like to be lost and without God. And the Scripture itself describes a lost person and uses some words such as blind, helpless, hopeless. And so when we are trying to survive and live in this mixed up world and we do not have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and know Him as our Savior, we struggle. And I remember, and I'm sure you do, Brother Danny, what it was like, what it felt like to try to just make sense of everything and survive in this world. And so we know that if we have a burden for folks who are in the condition that we were once in, it will surely lead us and draw us to pray for them, because it's not a happy feeling. It's not a good feeling to be living in this world alone. You may have family, you may have friends, but you one day begin to ask yourself, isn't there more? And what happens after all of this is over? So the lost person is often a lonely person. They may not necessarily think of themselves as a lonely person, but they are alone.
And by praying, Rick, what difference does that make to this lonely person?
Well, first of all, I think that the Bible teaches us to pray for lost people. I didn't see that early on, but you know, lots of times, and I'm sure you've had these experiences, Brother Danny, when you're teaching or preaching the word, someone in the audience will say, well, show me that in the Bible. Where's that in the Bible? You just making that up, or is that your idea? Where does it say that in the Bible?
Yes.
And you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, modeled praying for the lost. I'm thinking of Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, and also Romans 10, 1. I'm thinking of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I'm thinking of our Lord Jesus when he was teaching on the subject of prayer in the 6th chapter of Matthew, gave us the prayer that we often refer to as the Lord's Prayer or the model prayer, and we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom is about God's rule, and so when we desire his rule, first of all in our own hearts, we also desire it for others. So there are many, many promptings from the Word of God that lead us to be deeply burdened, not just concerned, but burdened for lost people, because we want them to have the joy and the knowledge of a life that is full and abundant in Christ.
Well, your coming is going to have such an impact. I think we don't know the full impact. We can't know the full impact of the moment of destiny of you being here, sent by God at the invitation of Pastor Jonathan Steeper and the leadership there at Kalihi Union Church, to come and share these deep, rich biblical truths. And I can tell just by listening to you, the Lord has graced you with a wonderful teaching gift. Prayer and Spiritual Awakening. It's a conference being held at Kalihi Union Church, September 23rd to 26th. This coming Sunday, morning, 7 o'clock, 7:15, 9 o'clock, and 10:45, 6 p.m. on Sunday, and then 7 o'clock p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. To find out more, go to kalihiunion.org. or call them at 808-841-7022. You can let them know that you heard about it at on the Good Life Hawaii radio show. But call, find out, and if this is, and as I believe it is, touching your heart to engage further, to learn more, to go deeper, call them and be a part of this. You might ask, okay, well, what's the cost? How much does it cost for me to go, and what do I have to pay? Well, it's being offered for free. So you just go ahead and call Kalihi Union Church, 841-7022, or visit them online at kalihiunion.org. www.rickastle.org. I'm speaking to Rick Astle. Rick is the featured speaker, and he'll be there for those several days. We're going to take a quick break right now, but Rick will also talk there, and he'll go into a lot more elaborate detail. But he'll give us a little bite of what he'll share, because he's going to talk about powerful praying for your spouse, your children, and grandchildren. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit about what that means. You know, for me, when we have our time together, I'd like to give you something that you can take away today, you know, something that can make a difference in your life right now in prayer. Hey, I'd like to get it for myself as well, because if I can learn how to pray better for my spouse, for Jamie, or for my kids, man, I want to pray, and I want to take action. I want to move forward by faith and let the Lord move. See the Lord move. You can experience some of that when we come back. More with Rick Astle. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Get this now, you know, his ministry also is it engages in spiritual warfare, and he's been involved in spiritual warfare overseas, which includes a two-week prayer walk throughout Lesotho there in Africa. He was on two trips to Haiti, and he led prayer conferences for Haitian pastors and had a conversation with six voodoo priests. Get this. His intercessory prayer ministry, Adopt a Witch Doctor, is enlisting hundreds of believers throughout America to pray for the salvation of these witch doctors, one of whom already trusted in Jesus and is being baptized and has abandoned voodoo. I'm speaking about my featured guest today. His name is Rick Astle, And he's the one who's been involved in leading prayer, I call it prayer meetings, prayer concerts, prayer surges, prayer movements, where lives are being changed, not so much. You see, so many times we think about the external, but the internal is changed, and then the external comes as a result or a byproduct of that. Rick is going to be coming to Hawaii. He's going to be speaking at Kalihi Union Church this coming Sunday, and he's conducting a prayer and spiritual awakening conference at Kalihi Union Church, September 23rd to 26th. That's Sunday to Wednesday. And by the way, he'll also be going to Hilo the next day on the 27th. He'll speak at Kaumana Drive Baptist Church there in Hilo. And then, of course, the following Sunday, September 30th, he'll be back here on Oahu at Honolulu Christian Church. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. My guest, Rick Astle, today. To find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and, pass this program on to somebody who you know it will make a difference. Rick, we talk about voodoo. It's kind of like it seems sort of esoteric, a little bit weird. Just give us a little view, a look into what it was like there in Haiti.
Well, in a word, evil. When I went
not
there,
just weird, right? Evil.
That's right. Okay. Weird and evil. Uh-huh. When I went there, it was the first time. It was shortly after the earthquake, and a lot of folks made the assumption that I was going for humanitarian reasons, and certainly there were many opportunities to express the compassion of Jesus at that time, and still is. But I had this, we'll just stay with the word weird, feeling that I was to do something that I knew nothing about. I knew nothing. I did not know anyone in Haiti. I did not have any friends in Haiti. I did not know any pastors in Haiti. But I was clearly of the feeling that I was to go there and engage the voodoo community. Now, not being a total dummy, I knew that I needed to get a lot of people praying for me to involve myself in such a task, which I did. And it's a marvelous story, and I expect I'll have opportunity when I'm speaking in the churches there to share parts of the story. But the long and the short of it is, I just drove around, rented a vehicle, and drove around to where I saw red flags on poles. Those are the indications in Haiti where voodoo is being practiced, or there's a voodoo temple. And I went up and just introduced myself to some witch doctors on those sites. And, of course, it's not normal for a witch doctor to entertain a Christian missionary on the average day. So I had what we call favor. And a favor is when believers pray for a move of God to go ahead of an individual or a group that is doing evangelism or is doing some work for God, that doors would open up that would not normally open, that opportunity would come that would not necessarily come otherwise. And because hundreds of people were praying for me, these witch doctors actually welcomed me. And in fact, all six of them told me when I left the voodoo temple where I was speaking with them, they said, "You come back. If you come back to Haiti, I want to talk some more about your Jesus." And so that was a miracle in and of itself. But voodoo is in every aspect of life in Haiti. It's in the government, it's in the school system, it's in the social strata, it's in the finances, it's into every area of life. And so you can give them all the water and all the tents you want to, and that's appreciated, but until you tackle voodoo, you are putting a Band-Aid on a cancer in terms of the spiritual needs and the deep needs of that country. So Oshnell, O-S-H-N-E-L, gave his heart to Christ and his wife and his two children. And in fact, when he had a ceremony and burned all of his voodoo materials after he trusted Christ, two men got saved just being present at that ceremony. And so marvelous things are happening in Oshnell's life, and we're praying for the other five witch doctors and asking God to send his Holy Spirit to bring conviction that they might understand the truth, because they are very deceived, thinking that the devil has the greatest power. Marvelous, marvelous stories.
Okay. You know, as you're speaking, someone might be saying, I'm glad I'm not living in Haiti, that we don't have no voodoo here. What would you say to someone who's rolling with that thought?
Well, voodoo's everywhere. Here in the mainland, we have strong segments of voodoo in New Orleans and in other major, in New York, in other major cities in the United States. And people who are searching will for truth, people who want to experience the out of the ordinary types of experiences will be attracted to voodoo sometimes, because they're just desperate. You know, we were talking, Brother Danny, a moment ago about what it feels like to be lost and without God and to be alone in this world. And you'll sometimes get desperate. You'll latch on to just about anything, and that's what these people do. But Oshnell, the witch doctor we were just speaking of, discovered as he trusted Christ that there is indeed a power greater than the power of the enemy, the devil. And now he is rejoicing. His friends say he doesn't even look the same. And, you know, that makes sense, because the Scripture says when we trust Christ, we're a new creature, a new creation.
A different countenance, a different way of expressing. Could it be the marvel of the peace that comes and the wholeness that comes when someone comes with all their junk and baggage and evil and mistakes and regret and all those dastardly things that we do and think, and we bring it before the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, and put our trust in his finished work. And by faith, we're born again. Just like Rick mentioned, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I haven't forgotten. We got to get back to that praying for your spouse, praying for your child, praying for your grandchild. Something we should be eager about, because it can make a difference in our life today. When we come back, you'll hear more from our special guest, a featured guest, and he'll be the featured speaker at Kalihi Union Church, invited by Pastor Jonathan Steeper and the leadership there at Kalihi Union Church, this coming Sunday to Wednesday, the Prayer and Spiritual Awakening Conference, this Sunday, 7:15, 9 o'clock, and 10:45, 6 p.m., evening service, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock there at Kalihi. And you can find out more at kalihiunion.org. 841-7022. You'll hear Rick Astle, but he'll be back with us, so stay with us. We'll be back in a bit.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
What if you had the opportunity to develop some skills in the area of prayer, so much so that you became skillful in your prayers, more biblical in the way that you prayed, and that you begin to see the difference in the life of your spouse, your husband or your wife, and you begin to see a direct connection of your prayer life, your intercessory prayer, your prayer on their prayers on their behalf, and you begin to see things materialize in their life. Well, what about if that were the case with your children? And I know there are some grandmothers and grandfathers that listen. And as you listen, you say, well, if I could learn to be more skillful and more effective in my prayer for my grandchildren or even my great-grandchildren, oh, what a blessing that would be. Oh, how I would long to be able to learn and grow in that area. Well, you'll be able to do so at the Prayer and Spiritual Awakening Conference at Kalihi Union Church starting this Sunday all the way up till next Wednesday, September 23rd to 26th. There, Pastor Jonathan Steepers invited a special guest. His name is Rick Astle, and he'll be speaking about these topics as well as the priority of kingdom-focused prayer. In fact, you know what? As you're listening today, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, I'm Danny Yamashiro, and Rick Astle is with me right now. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Rick, praying powerfully for our spouse, our children, grandchildren, talk to us about that.
You know, I think all of those listening to us, Brother Danny, would agree that a peculiar thing happens in our special family relationships, and that is we sometimes hurt the people that we love the most. And with prayer, it is also true that sometimes we pray the least for those that we love the most, unless there is some desperate emergency room type of situation. But to pray regularly, to pray powerfully and effectively for our spouse and our children and our grandchildren and our loved ones is something that we mean well, we intend to do good, but we just don't get to as often as we should. One of the things that strengthens a marriage, perhaps more than anything else I know, is to know the joy of holding your spouse's hand and taking time each day to go to the Father in prayer and talk to Him together, to hear your name called out by your spouse or by your mom or your dad or even your child is one of the most special blessings of life. For someone to know that someone cares enough about you to mention you by name to the one who put the stars and the moon and the sun in place. And so what I will be teaching in that session is what that looks like. How do you do that? What do you say? There might be someone listening to the program today and they're thinking, well, that sounds good, but I would need a little bit of help as to know what to say in praying for my loved one. So those are the kinds of things we will be teaching, and those who put it to practice will discover that it's one of the greatest joys of life.
Now, I'm looking here, and I see that you're going to be talking about that on Monday, powerful praying for your spouse, children, and grandchildren, of course, loved ones, too. That's going to be held at Kalihi Union Church this coming Monday. What about the priority? Now, you wrote a book, didn't you? The Priority of Kingdom-Focused Prayer. What's that book about? Why the priority? Why so important?
Well, I was reading the sixth chapter of Matthew, where Jesus, as we mentioned earlier in the program, gives us the prayer that we refer to as the Lord's Prayer or the Model Prayer. And then later down in the 33rd verse, Brother Danny, he says, Jesus says, seek ye first. Now, what does first mean? It means first.
Yeah.
Nothing is ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is more important. Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, does that mean that God is saying, I don't care about all the other things you're worried about. I just want you to seek the kingdom. No. Because he goes on to say in that same verse that all of these other things that we do concern ourselves with normally will be added to us and ours as well. But the promise involves putting the kingdom, meaning God's rule, first, putting those things which are eternal ahead of those things which are temporal. So I wrote the book knowing that the body of Christ would need help with this because, as I mentioned earlier, our tendency, indeed the way many of us have been raised, brought up, taught through the years, is to pray for the sick, to pray, some folks even call it organ recital, because we're praying for people's spleens and kidneys and everything else at prayer meeting. And so we want to train the body of Christ and to teach the body of Christ not to stop praying for the sick. As I said earlier, that's scriptural. That is good. That is a wonderful thing to do. And the body of Christ should pray for those who are sick. But to pray with priority, and that's why I inserted the word the priority of kingdom-focused prayer. Kingdom-focused prayer is not just a way to pray. It should be the focus, the priority. And that's what the book is about, just helping believers and helping churches to understand this is where God would have us place our focus when we pray.
Rick, it's such a blessing to have you, even to just listen to you explain that with such clarity and simplicity. But I'd be remiss if having you on our show, a man of prayer, a man who teaches people all over the United States to pray in churches, I want you to pray. Can you pray? Somebody, like you were talking about praying for your spouse. You know, someone doesn't have another spouse's hand to hold today because their marriage didn't work. Or they never got married. It's a single mom or a single dad. Maybe they're widowed. Maybe children. But having said that, people are struggling. And we've got just a couple minutes to go. Rick, could you lead in a prayer for someone who's going through a really rough time right now? Just pray for them, please.
Absolutely. Let's do that, Brother Danny. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your marvelous grace and love. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the one true living God. And your word says nothing is impossible with you. And so, our Father, we know that there are people listening who are hurting. In fact, perhaps as they hear our voice at this moment, tears come to their eyes because they are frustrated and feel like there is no hope. Perhaps there's someone, oh Father, who is thinking about suicide and just ending it all because they cannot find the answer that they're looking for. And so, our Father, no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the hardship of that person who's listening to our voice at this moment, Father, would you reveal yourself to that person in whatever way that you choose? Make them know that you are the one true God and that Jesus Christ, your Son, is the Savior of the world. And we'll give you thanks. We'll give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Rick, I love your heart and the tenderness, the sensitivity, the compassion that I can hear from a heart that knows the love of the Lord and has experienced the love of the Lord. And I thank you for your willingness to come. It's exciting for all who are going to hear you. And for being on our show, I want to say, as we typically do in Hawaii, mahalo. Mahalo for sharing out of your heart and out of your life.
Thank you, Brother Danny. And I hope I get to meet you personally, my brother, when I'm there in just a few days.
Well, you've been a blessing, and the Lord has blessed us through you. Thank you. In the next few days, you're going to hear stories, more stories, neat things that'll change your life. And I want to invite you to get someone to listen in and be inspired. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you'd like to be part of helping reach someone through the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Rick Astle. You can find out more about him at rickastle.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave